As some of you may know, the new UN ambassador, John Bolton, had a false answer on a questionnaire for his confirmation hearing. He said he hadn't been questioned in a government investigation within the past 5 years, but the inspector general interviewed him in 2003 regarding Bush's claim that Iraq tried to buy uranium from Niger. This could well amount to perjury, my friends, and that comes on top of accusations that he politicized intelligence. It's an interesting story, but we're hoping to tweak it a little, give it something extra on today's morning's edition, Swander Minute, with our correspondent, Ted Fields. So, Ted, you're adding more to this story?
That's right, Mark. I have it on super-duper secret Infinity Times white magic background that John Bolton has not gotten recertified for first aid and CPR in 6 years.
Uh-oh.
That doesn't sound like a big deal to me. I mean, I don't know first aid either.
Yes, Mark, but you're not UN ambassador. Suppose John Bolton goes into the UN cafeteria and the ambassador from Brunei is choking on a hot pocket. What's John Bolton going to do?
Probably just let him die. I mean, this is John Bolton we're talking about.
I'll tell you what he'll do, Mark. He'll hop from one foot to another, panicking like a tremulous 18th century waif sold into a slave marriage on her 12th birthday.
You know, for an unsubstantiated rumor, Ted, this really isn't much. Don't you have any real swander?
I do have it on super double super magneto mondo meglo misto mig background that John Bolton once bought himself a birthday cake, had it delivered to his table at a restaurant, and pretended to be surprised when it showed up.
That's not a story, Ted.
The man bought a 12-inch by 7-inch cake, wrote Happy Birthday Bolty on it, making up a nickname for himself that no one else uses. Then he sat down alone in the restaurant, and when they brought him the cake, he said quite loudly, "Darn it, I told no one to make a fuss." Then he took the cake home to his lonely apartment and stared at it with hate.
Ted, that's still not worse than the stories we've actually heard about John Bolton.
Well, I have it on super elastic aluminum pinpoint background that John Bolton is a lesbian.
Oh, that's Ted Fields, our swander correspondent.